We continue with lessons from the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 and 25. You have heard that it was declared to the ancients, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at another woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is expedient for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is expedient for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body be cast into hell. And then they shall say, then he shall say to them on the left hand, "Go ye from me, ye cursed ones, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me not to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me not to drink. I was a sojourner, and you did not gather me, naked, and you did not clothe me, weak, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then shall they also answer him, saying, "Lord, when saw we thee hungry or thirsty, or a sojourner, or naked, or weak, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?" Then shall he answer them, saying, "Amen, I say to you, as much as you did it not to one of these, the least, neither have you done it to me." And next from the Arcana Celestia, a portion of number 5060. I was told by angels that such insinuating belongs to those evil ones who seek to ensnare in conjugal love. That is to say, those who in the world have insinuated themselves with the end to commit adultery with wives by speaking chastely and sanely about conjugal love, so as to be believed to be friendly, chaste, innocent, when yet they are deceitful adulterers. There they dwell among robbers, there, who bear relation to the general involuntary sense. I afterward conversed with such spirits, and they were surprised that anyone should make adultery a matter of conscience, that is, that from conscience he would not lie with another's wife when allowed. And when I talked with them about conscience, they denied that anyone had conscience. I was told that such spirits are for the most part from Christendom and seldom from other parts of the world. Amen. Here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.